Hail and well met, party people. It's Jeff Ramos, your host and Dungeon Master for Overwhelmed, a not-so-serious RPG podcast. We get really silly in this episode, discussing everything from No Doubt's first hit song to everyone's favorite TV show, Burn Notice. Oh yeah, also the party explores more of the abandoned mansion and runs into a little bit of trouble while causing some of their own. To find out what they get into, there's only one thing you need to do. Clutch your dice, because this is Overwhelmed! Okay, so where we left off last time we were playing, it's been a while since we played. You had just gone through a hallway. In the hallway, there was a trap. Lolly and Gumas did get around it. Aravir did try to steal a door and bring it through the hallway, which probably would have not worked. And as you got through the door, all of you entered down into this lower cellar that's basically a big square room. Let me replay what that room actually looks like. So, let me punch my laptop. Okay, so you're entering, so the room is basically like a rectangle shape. You're entering from the north east side corner of the room. Looking down into that room, there's two flights of stairs that will bring you down. Let me back it up. So as you walk in, there's two flights of stairs leading up to a doorway, which is against the east wall. To your immediate west, there is a large cistern, basically a big pool of water. Looks like that the water is draining from the upper levels from the mansion. Looks like it's just where the source of water for the entire mansion is. And on the north side and the south side of the cistern, there's just a handful of barrels. And you do notice a door to the against the northwest side of the room.
Fantastic.
What does everyone want to do? What do you guys want to do?
In typical gamer fashion, I want to destroy all the barrels and see what's inside.
I second that decision. That's a very sound decision. If can I stand on some barrels first, and I can hit the barrels on above the barrels?
You just knock down. Just to keep in mind, this is, you are in enemy territory, and your immediate thought of walking into a room filled with barrels and a big pool of water is to smash the barrels. Is that something everyone wants to do?
Well, when you put it that way,
they can't
way,
really I mean, be explosives because they're inside.
It might alert the rest of the mansion to where we are, but it hasn't really been stopping us so far.
Can we just open up one carefully and see if it's going to destroy us?
Sure, you can do that if you want to. Do you want to look at the barrels from the north side of the room or south side of the room?
North?
So the ones that are closest to the door that's in that room.
Sure.
Okay. I guess what you do is you want to roll a strength check to see if you can open it up.
Oh boy. Okay, that's a D20?
Yeah.
Eight.
Okay, so you go over to one of the barrels trying to pry it open. The lid actually pops off much more easily than you thought it would. They're not actually nailed down. Inside that barrel, you just see random provisions, you know, meats, pieces of bread and things like that. Nothing too special.
Oh, I think this is special indeed. Good job, Lolly.
Thanks.
And you said there's a pool of water?
Yeah, and there's a big pool of water in the room.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was about to say, can I do an investigation check on that pool of water?
Yep.
That seems kind of random to have in a room. Right.
Yeah, so again, just to say, like, there's a sort of a series of pipes above it, so it looks like what the water for the house is. I don't know. It's very old, but you can definitely do a check on it.
Okay. 17.
Okay. So actually, as you're looking into the pool itself, you actually do notice a little baggie that's hanging in the sort of under it, in a little waterproof satchel kind of thing that's in there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to grab that.
Okay. So as you open it up, it's sort of an old-timey Ziploc, I guess, or something like that. Inside the bag is actually a potion of healing, a potion of invisibility, 50 gold points. Why do I keep saying gold points? Gold pieces, and just some really regular dudes looking clothes.
Sweet. I definitely will share that with everybody else.
This is great.
Just like, okay, this room seems safe and filled with goodies. I'm suspicious.
I'm having a great time, guys.
I don't trust this room.
As Ervir yells, "I'm having a great time," the door that is there actually gets kicked wide open. And someone says, you're about to have a bad time.
Oh, no.
And three Ray-Bans exit out of that room. Oh, sorry, two. Sorry, no, three.
Three Ray-Bans. Sir, you must have been talking about yourself, because these good times, they don't stop.
Time to roll for initiative.
Oh, boy.
All right, so Nymph, you are first. So three Ray-Bans run out of the room. They look just like just really normal guys. They're all wearing their bandanas, just the normal way you'd wear a bandana on your head, just covering their heads.
Is there really a normal way?
A way that would cover the top part of the head.
The top part of it, like a headband, or like
tied front or tied back?
Tied backwards. They seem very conservative about their style.
With the triangle flap hanging over?
With,
or the tied tank, or the
and I'm a farm girl.
Or the or like a band, like an X-Force character where the bandana's around his forehead, but then the triangle goes behind him and the back of the triangle gets tucked into the knot.
Wow.
Is the triangle tucked?
Yeah, it's tucked. It's not
like a 90s farm girl.
No, it's covering the whole top of the heads.
The whole top. Like a Rob Liefeld drawing.
Okay. What, Ryan?
Hey. It's my turn.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Nymph, what do you want to do now?
Shut up. I'm gonna.
That's a weird choice.
That sounded like
stop talking.
That sounded like that broke the fourth wall.
You're just gonna stop talking.
Nymph is going to use Dragon's Nail and attack the closest Ray-Band to him.
Okay. Just to remind myself, because I almost forgot which one that was, that's a sword. Okay. Mm-hmm. So why don't you roll for hit?
And that's a strong four.
Okay.
You should have let me keep talking.
So this one of the first times. Also, I forgot to mention that the sword is tied to the bottom of your staff. So you try to swing it, I would assume upwards, and it sort of throws you off balance because you're not used to the weight of your staff being so heavy. And you swing and miss over the first guy. And he just goes, oh, what a close shave. Okay, next up is Gumas. And just to keep in mind, they're standing, they've walked out of the room in a single file line.
Okay, so there's one standing in front of everyone else.
So Nymph just took a big swing and a miss over the first guy, and I guess you would probably maybe standing behind him, and now it's your turn.
Okay, we're just two single file lines going at each other.
Yeah, it's sort of like the worst Revolutionary War ever.
Oh my god. All right, well, Gumas is going to take out her hand and bring up a sacred flame.
Great.
And cast that. So the Ray-Ban in front of me is going to have to do a dexterity throw.
Okay. Oh my god, what is wrong with his dice? That is a hard one.
Sweet. So I'm gonna I guess after he says, like, that was a close shave, I'm going to say, like, well, I'll just take a little off the top then.
Whoa!
Whoa! Ooh, dang. Yeah, 5 points.
Nice.
Fire. Wow. My dice is on fire tonight.
And since he, his saving throw was so bad, actually what happens is you shoot him right in the top of the head. What happens is his head kicks back and bonks the guy behind him for... hold on a second. Sorry, how much did you hit me for again?
5.
Okay, so sorry, let me just get this right. Ah, what happened? So that's 5. So he has 11 now. He actually bonks the guy behind him and hits him in the head with his own head, giving him 5 damage. So he's down also. Sorry, would you say 5 or 6 damage again?
5.
And then he bonks that guy also in the head. Wow. These guys are not starting off really well. And hits that guy for 6 damage. So they all sort of bonk heads like dominoes.
Kirish just throws her hands up in the air of like, I did a thing! I did a thing!
He's just running around the room.
Pretty much, yeah.
Awesome.
Everything's coming up, Goomis.
Yeah!
Just shooting fire across the room now.
Yeah, just everywhere, sacred flame. It's a cantrip, so I can't.
That's true. So as you're doing your fire dance around the room, Lolly steps up to the plate.
Oh, boy.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to whack him with my big old sword.
Okay. Did you get there at 5? So I'm looking.
Do I add anything to that? I forget how to play.
Yeah, this. +2, but that is not enough. So as Goomis is shooting fire around the room, Lolly goes to dash up to one of the guys and does a big swing and also misses. The guy so actually what happened, the Sacred Flame hit him and actually burned a hole in the front of his bandana. And you try to go take a swing for him, trying to hit the other side of his face, and he's like, another close shave.
My god.
Yep. And it's now your turn, Erevir.
Great.
Wow. really feeling it tonight.
Remind me what I did to Dragon's Tooth, because I noticed, I love that my thing says melee weapon, customized, and I thought I tied the thing to the end of it. What I do?
That's what I did
to its weapon.
No. I think I might have did something wrong. It's just look at the normal notes. I might have done something, but it should just be a normal, it's supposed to be a spear. I don't know what it says melee now.
Oh, okay. Just making sure, because I the whole time I'm like, no, I did that to... Nint's weapon. Okay.
No, I'm not changing stats of things based on whether or not you've tied it to the bottom of someone's weapon.
Just making sure. All right. So what I want to do is there's the one guy with the hole in his bandana, right? The other guy, did we inflict any damage on him?
The two guys behind him both got hit a little bit because of a domino effect where they all bonked heads because they were running out in a straight line.
There's 3 Ray-Bans? I thought there were 2.
No, 3.
There's 3. Okay. So the guy in the front, let's take him out first.
Sure.
I can walk up to him, right?
Sure.
I want to walk up to him. I want to kind of, lunge my spear into the ground and then flip and then kind of yank it back like the lever of like a slot machine. And,
wait, can you repeat that? You broke up a little bit. You want to do like a sort of like a lawn thing? Or hits him
like he's stepped on a rake.
Okay, well, roll, see if you get the hit for that.
Mean 15 plus
5. That's good. Okay, and can you that's a hit? Can you roll for damage? That's a d6 plus 4. Normal dice. Whenever you're ready.
Damn it. I rolled a 1.
It's a square one.
I know. If I roll a 1,
do you roll the 1
to that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a D6 plus 4, so that's 5. Okay, so that's 5 hits of damage. So you stab your the dragon's tooth into the ground. You pull back with both hands and you let it rip. The body of the bow, or the spear, I suppose, flies forward, hitting him in the spot where he actually got hit by the sacred flame, dealing 6 points of damage. And again, since they're still in a straight line, they have not moved out of the way yet. The other two guys will also get their heads bonked again. The one behind him taking an extra 4 damage there. And then the guy behind him also taking 4 damage. Wow, very, very auspicious numbers we're getting tonight with all these rolls and things.
I flicked it, though.
I know.
Do you want me to do it again?
No, you don't have to, but your roll was like, yeah. You just tossed it.
So I'm not trying.
And because it's heavier, it just landed the same way.
Oh, okay. you're not doing like a hot potato with it first to kind of like blow in it?
No, it's okay. Sorry. Are you getting mad that you're having an advantage here?
No, I'm just saying that I watched that roll and you just kind of tossed it.
Letting fate.
Just saying.
Okay.
Also, while I'm talking, am I drinking your water?
My water's over here.
Okay.
I put my water far away from me.
Okay, because I realized that technically this one was closer to you, so it could have been yours. Sorry.
Oh, no, now I have a cat on the table. Baby, no. I need you to go. No, don't drink my water.
The cat just interrupted. It's like, it's actually my water. Shut up.
This is my water now. Meow, 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 meow.
Okay.
Meow, 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 meow. So I feel like there should have been some sort of like clever slot machine kind of like joke quip. I don't have anything because I don't gamble. But insert slot machine joke here.
Okay. What?
No one else has one? No one else has one?
Okay. I don't think so.
Something one-arm bandit?
Proceed.
What is the slots joke about? What?
Well, you know, like kind of like a quip one-liner, like if like Jean-Claude Van Damme did the same thing, he would have said something like, I don't know. Oh, you know, Wesley Snipes would have said like, always bet on black. Which is for roulette and not slots, but I don't know what the one for slots is.
We'll have a fight in a casino later, so you can work on these jokes. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to see a high fantasy casino.
Oh, that would be so fun.
It might happen. It'll be a dice game. Okay, so the Ray-Bans are all hurting. They've all been banging heads together. The one in the back is actually next in the order. He shoves the other two out of the way. Now they're in a. They're in a straight line the other way. Now they're a horizontal line, I suppose. And he goes to take a swing at Aravir, who had hit him last. Okay, I threw the dice in a way that would make it roll more. he takes a swing with his scimitar and breezes past Aravir's face and misses.
Always bet on black.
He's like, what? okay. So the next guy is up in the order. The very first one who has the hole in his bandana. And he will also, he's going to actually try to catch Gumas. Are you still running around the room shooting fire?
Yes.
Okay.
Just actually, happily. No,
well, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to try to do that anyways.
You can't stop Goobus. Goobus is going to keep on dancing.
Goobus is can't stop Goobus.
Can't stop Goobus.
Did it go under? Yeah. Okay, looks like we have to fire, do some credit
with me, Ray-Bans.
It went under the
I'm sorry for making you overthink your roles now.
Well, it's going to be a natural 20 and Goobus is going to die now.
No.
The time is 9:21:35. This is where we will pause so that the dungeon master can get his dice. While we have a slight interlude, I would like to sing a song for you.
Okay, I got it back.
Yeah. Here, I got a little clap going on. Let's go.
No.
Sorry.
Was that like a tuning?
I was trying to imitate one. Did it work?
Yeah, it sounded good. I thought you had one. Okay.
So I just realized that my nails match my dice.
Oh, hoo.
Then I have to Instagram that later.
Yeah, it's good visual.
Hot like fire.
Okay, so that Ray-Ban tries to run past Goomis to take a swing. He does in fact miss, but he also does run past Aravir there. So you would have a opportunity attack there.
I would love to have the opportunity to attack right now.
Okay.
What do I roll? A 20?
Yep, it's normal.
13 plus things.
Jason should know what your pluses are.
Plus five, right? Is it a regular attack?
I also don't know. What do I add?
It says plus whatever your weapon is. Where's your weapon on this?
I mean, they're all five, so I just assume it's always plus five. Is that what it is? Because my strength is plus five.
Where does it show the stats for you? There. So it's whatever it says plus to hit.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Jay, you actually do, he does run past you and that's actually a hit. Can you roll for damage?
Can I ever? That's a six?
Yes. Plus four to that attack.
Four plus four.
Four plus four. Okay. So he runs past you, takes his take a swing at Goomis, completely misses as a fireball almost hits him in the face as Goomis is still running around shooting fire. As he does that, Aravir does take his spear back out of the ground and just gently stabs it into his back. And actually, as you do that, he says, "Oh, that's not hot." And he falls over.
I penetrated your L6.
Wait, what?
It's a what? Spinal column.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know that because I had back surgery.
Okay.
I winked at Lolly when I did it.
Well, what you didn't know, Aravir, that his L6 was actually his weak point. You killed him.
Oh, loser.
Okay. So he's gone. So the last one will go and try to attack Aravir again.
Wait, did you skip me?
Did you go?
I didn't go. I only went once.
Yeah, they didn't go. All three of them didn't go.
He got a counterattack.
Oh my goodness.
Don't worry, I'll make sure they attack you next.
just so you know.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as an L6.
Well, that Jay hit a metaphysical part of his body and killed him.
Did you look it up? I just said a number.
It only goes up to L5.
Well, Jay created space for
that's
an L6.
That's why it was his weakness. L6 there.
Would be the hips.
A tail, right? It would be. Would it be like a tail, like a protruding? It actually was a very no nice target. Spine. Well, Jay, these guys are Ray-Bans.
Well, what it is you hit the spot between the L5 and the pelvis bone, I think.
I hit L6 like I was playing the battleship, but with his spine.
Jackpot?
Yeah, there it is, jackpot. As you guys are actually talking out loud, discussing this gentleman's spine who's now dead, the last Ray-Ban does try to take another swing at Aravir.
Can we just be standing over the dead Ray-Ban and I'm like trying to explain to everyone where the L6 is?
Yeah. So as you're talking, you're sort of gesturing like a doctor, and he tries to take a swing at you and completely misses. Yeah. So he completely misses that attack. Okay, so now we're starting back over again, and Nymph, it's finally your turn again.
About time. Let's see. Are the two Ray-Bans that are alive, are they together somehow?
Yeah, so they're both standing right next to each other.
All right. Nymph's going to use his good old-fashioned entanglement to entangle both their feet together.
Okay, what do I have to do with saving? What's the thing I need to...
I don't know. You're the dungeon master. Oh, whoa. It's in a 20-foot square. I'm just going to entangle them both together, not even their feet. It is a something.
Oh, so it's a strength check. Okay, I got it. Now I got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
All right. So what are you doing, like vines or?
Yeah, vines are going to come up come down from the ceiling, because aren't we underground?
Yes.
They're going to come down from the ceiling and they're going to wrap them together like a spider's web.
Okay.
Together.
Okay. So as the second one does take a missed swing against Aravir, a series of vines come down from the ceiling like a spider web.
Vines made out of spider webs. Something. There's a song here.
Yeah. Leave a message. I'll call you back. So this, the vines come down, wrapping around their bodies and lifting them.
Oh, like Lee's story. That's the next line.
Okay, let me finish this.
Okay.
You're the reason why I scream my phone calls, Jay.
I got nothing.
Okay. So as these guys are getting tangled, Aravir's arguing against some higher being. They both get tangled up and lifted 1 foot off the ground.
I got nothing. Maybe come back to me and I'll have a really good ninth burn.
Ninth burn, okay. I'll put up a burn notice for you.
Put up a burn notice. Like,
okay.
Now your time to give them a sick burn, and he'll be like, "Oh, slippity slappity.
Guess we'll ninth seal you later."
Okay. So now they are tangled up at the ground. Goomis, it is now your turn.
Did somebody say sick burn? And Goomis does a little twirl and shoots out another sacred flame from her hands. Oh. Like double hands.
God, you are waiting.
She's just like doing in like a Kamehameha.
God, you're just waiting to say that. Okay.
Do they wait a minute. Is that what a burn notice is? What is that?
No.
show that's on CBS is called Burn Notice, because you're going to get notified anytime you need to do a sick burn on someone else.
Yeah.
No, a burn notice is when, the fact that I know the answer to this, a burn notice, I think, is when a burn notice is put out when a spy has to be taken out, I think.
No, notice mm-hmm. is when you get an email that your house is on fire because you're at work.
From ADT.
It's notifying you.
ADT sends you an email to the subject is burn notice in capital letters.
And the email actually says, like, "Hey, I wanted you to notice that your house is burning. Thanks." Sorry. But yeah, they should do a dex saving throw and probably do disadvantage because of all the tangling.
Yeah. Wow. And that's a 12. Okay. Wait, which one are you hitting?
Whichever one is closest to me.
They're both. So I'll also say it's the one that's going to attack next. So you do actually hit him. You hit him in the hit him in the tum tum.
Oh no!
For how much?
Let's see. For how much? For 5.
Ay ay ay, hachi machi. You hit him right in the stomach with a sacred flame, and he just goes, "Oh, my acid reflux."
I was going to make an acid reflux joke.
Sorry. I stole it from you.
Someone who has a lot of it.
I'm sorry. He's gripping his tummy very hard. It looks like he's on his way out.
Goomis, Goomis, Goomis. She's just like chanting her out and still throwing flames around the room.
Oh, there we go.
Okay. Okay. Lolly, it's now your turn.
Oh, boy. I'm gonna whack him again.
Okay. Which one? The one that's tummy ache one or the other one?
The other one.
Okay.
17.
Yeah, that's good. And can you roll for damage, please? That's a D8 plus one.
This one? Yes. 8.
Wow. So you're gonna hit him with the dragon heart or your axe?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That's one that's D8 plus one.
And that is a big sword. So as the other one's gripping his tummy, Lolly runs up to the other one with her sword held high in the air. And she does a downward slash, splitting him in two. I think he's, he might be dead.
Oh, possibly. No.
But can his other half still be attached to the other guy?
Actually, yeah, he was holding the other guy's hand. So now the guy who has the tummy ache, he has just a half of a body holding onto him.
I don't like this.
Oh, sorry.
All his and his insides now. his insides are spilling out like Hormel chili.
Sure.
Oh. No.
Looks like his L1234567 were his weaknesses.
Yeah, you did hit all of his spines.
So there are three letters in the spine. Only one of them is L.
No, spine spelled with five letters. What's Kale's look on her face?
Oh my god,
she's so mad at me. Oh, here comes a joke police.
Oh no.
Looks like the party is having one of their silliest and most successful fights ever. You'll have to tune into the next episode to hear the conclusion. Remember that Overrealm is listener supported. You can head on over to patreon.com/overrealm to support the show. We have two tiers, monthly and per episode. So if you want to support the show, choose a tier that best suits you. Minor spoiler warning, we are approaching the end of Season 1 of Overrealmed. At the end of the season, we'll have a few announcements to make, but worry not, all of them are going to lead to better changes for the show. Stay tuned for the next couple of episodes as the first leg of this story wraps up. Until then, keep on rolling.